Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Please share this far and wide. We have a nation to wake up here, and I'm looking for my story copy here. And here we go. I had something interesting happen. I wanted to share this on a personal note. First of all, we apologize for no live stream last night. We did record and it's up right now. And it's about how close we are to war. And Doug and I could not coordinate YouTube and live stream it in sync with Rumble. And we worked and worked on that. We're going to do that at some future date, but we're going to have someone more knowledgeable than us show us how to do it. So, again, our apologies. And I've had a great honor bestowed upon me, and I'm going to tell you about that here in just a moment. And it's nothing I'm sticking my chest out and thumping. It's just, it's interesting. President Trump spoke in Prescott, which is, oh, probably close to 2 hours north of me. And, we thought about going. Actually, my wife's two sisters went. Great event. Coach basketball games in that arena they had up there that they went to in Prescott, and great enthusiastic crowd. But I just couldn't, take the 2 hours to drive up there and the 2 hours back and then stand in line for 3 or 4 hours and get my job done here. This is pretty time consuming what we do. I mean, you see these videos that are 10 to 20 minutes long, and they often take as long as an hour and a half to 2 hours to put together. Most of the content I'm familiar with, I don't really have to learn the content, but it's the organization of it, and it just takes so much time. But anyway, long story short, I've had something come my way, and I'm going to have to really adjust with time, but I wouldn't miss it for the world. I'm going to tell you after I share with you who our sponsor is, and I absolutely love this. This group is fantastic, and they're helping people. We're brought to you by what we call Gut Cleanse Protocol. I absolutely love this group. Love them. Love them. They are helping so many people. If you've got digestive issues, you really need to listen to this. It's often caused by a potential toxin that's in quote in all the healthy foods. And the healthy foods pyramid, that's a facade. It's a fraud. And scientists have been trying to tell us to eat this fraudulent food pyramid for a long time, and it doesn't work. So this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist and expert nutritionist, and it's affecting millions of people. Warning signs include weight gain, fatigue, digestive discomfort, stiff joints, and even skin issues. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because they take place over time. Well, I can assure you, this is not normal. And if you get these so-called health foods and that toxin out of your system, you can start to reverse things. So you have to know what you can eat, what you can't eat. Well, to do this, Dr. Gundry wants you to go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/Dave. If you want to know how to straighten out your digestive tract with all the discomfort, go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/Dave. And if you're seeing this on social media, just click the link in the description box. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm had a brief doctor's appointment this morning, had to run an errand, buy a present. And then I think, I got to get my car washed. So I stopped in there and I get this call. And I didn't recognize the number. So I didn't take it. So I went and found out who it was. I said, oh, yeah, I should call this person back. And I did. And they extended an invitation for me to attend a private event in which Don Jr., Ben Carson, and Donald Trump, that's right, President Donald Trump, is going to be speaking at a private event. So they said, would you like to go? And oh, by the way, Dave, we really want you to go, and you can even bring your wife. I thought, are you kidding me? I'm like, a private event? And here I'm thinking, I'm kicking myself for not going to the Prescott presentation, which really, I mean, my two sister-in-laws just raved about how great it was, and Trump was fantastic. And I said, yeah. I said, I think maybe I should ask her before we make this commitment. But I said, yeah, I'm going to go. And so, and I'm really looking forward to meeting Dr. Ben Carson. I have so much admiration for him. He's a true man of God. He's a man of courage who speaks against evil. He stands up for the right things. And Donald Trump is lucky to have him in his corner. And then Don Jr., I've got to meet and rub elbows with him and General Flynn when I spoke at Clay Clark's event in December. By the way, it was Clay Clark's people that extended the invitation to me. So thank you, Clay. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you very much. Now, why do I think this is important? I'm not bragging, but I want to go there and I want to see the man's body language. I want to see him as close as I can get. Oh boy, the Secret Service screening is just over the phone. Interesting. And I'm glad they're doing that, believe me. Turn your pockets inside out. You bet, of course. Because of what just happened in Coachella. By the way, that guy in Coachella wants to come on my show. And ordinarily, I would say no, but I'm considering it because I want to ask him what motivated him. I don't want to give credit to this, and I'm not embellishing this. Certainly, you know my feelings. You've heard me rage against these previous assassination attempts. Oh, and a drill with a dirty bomb. Give me a break. Just outside the event in New York. Uh-uh. That was assassination attempt number three. Four is the Iranians. And was this an assassination attempt in Coachella? Well, hopefully I'll find out. But we need to pray for the president's safety. And clearly God intervened in Butler, Pennsylvania. And it really almost moves you to tears to talk about he turns this much and his life is spared. That's the Lord. And I think he wants to give this country a chance to become Nineveh and not go down the wicked path of Babylon and be destroyed. And we are on a wicked path. We truly are. Tim Walz, it's now been proven. We have the receipts. He sanctioned with his signature that when a baby survives abortion post-birth, don't treat it, just let it die. Tim Walz is not only compromised by communist China, he's a baby killer. And now we have 100% verifiable truth. This should be an automatically disqualifying candidacy right here, both he and Harris. Harris has no conscience. She has no compunction about killing kids. She doesn't care about missing American kids being abducted by the cartels. We're hearing stories now about the attempts that parents are able to foil. And I'm almost saying, folks, you almost can't go anywhere except like a Trump event without carrying a weapon. Because you could be snatched, your kids could be snatched. I mean, the crime's out of control because of what they have done. Anyway, if Trump is not elected, and I want to impress upon you, you need to take 10 people to the polls or get 10 people to vote early. Because if you do not, I wrote down a small list of things that are going to happen. One, they're going to use food to control us. We're already seeing it. My wife went to Costco today. All right, we're down to just a few eggs. We like eggs. I like the protein, right? Yes, I take protein powder too. Helps me in the workouts. No eggs. Meat shortage. The C40 cities, the communist cities are winning. I mean, we used to laugh, Harari wants us to eat grasshoppers. Well, guess what? They're moving in that direction right now. They're going to use food to control us if Trump is not elected. There will be FEMA camps for dissidents. There will be. Take it to the bank. We'll have unbelievable poverty. The banks will crash, they'll gobble up savings. People don't hear me when I talk about noble gold and protecting your wealth. A lot of them, some of them do, but a lot of them just say, oh, that would never happen. Yeah. Okay, well, it's going to happen, and it's going to happen soon. She'll get us embroiled in a war that'll kill untold millions of Americans as well as people worldwide. Rampant crime will just go nuts. TDA will be and take over of apartments. It won't be just apartments. Soon it'll be private houses. This is going to expand if Donald Trump does not get to be president. Then there's the gun confiscation that's going to come. I'm warning you. I'm warning you. Hide your guns and not in your house. Don't bury them in the backyard. You need to have a good place to hide your guns because there may come a time when they're saying to themselves, bad boys, what you going to do when we come for you? Well, we need to have an answer if it comes down to that. And that's why we have a Second Amendment, not to protect against the Russians or the Chinese, to protect against a tyrannical government. That was the purpose. We're going to see free speech criminalization. You'll be declared to be a domestic terrorist. It's already in DHS policies. Misinformation, disinformation, malinformation qualifies you to be a domestic terrorist. We will also see replacement theory gone mad. Now, I disagree with RFK Jr. Listen, RFK Jr., I'm glad you're on our side. I truly am. I welcome you, and I welcome the hard work you're doing on behalf of American health, particularly our children. That is awesome. And I love the Kennedys. Now, having said that, Mr. Kennedy is wrong on one thing. It is not racist to say replacement theory. And I said this morning. Replacement theory means Americans are being replaced by people from around the world. It's not an ethnicity. It's not a skin color. It's not a religion. It's a multitude of things from a multitude of places. We're being replaced. They don't want Americans who understand the Constitution and what is it, 110 million gun owners? Yamamoto, if that quote is accurate, there'll be an American behind every blade of grass if we invaded. No, we need to make it so. And then finally, this administration has already signed us on to global governance. It's not actionable right at the moment, but we agreed to global governance, sustainable developmental goals, of which there are 17, and the 148 points of the Compact for the Future. I've gone over all this, folks. I showed you screen clips for our visual audience here, and I went through 15 of the 48. And I chose what I thought were the 15 most outrageous. And I went through it and I showed you global governance is here in principle. And Trump, when he gets in, is going to do what he did with the TPP that tried the same crap in which Paul Ryan tried to pull the wool over the eyes of America and stick us in a corporate dictatorship, which is what the TPP was. And Trump came in and says, gone, gone. Donald Trump gives us the last chance to establish a foothold to gain our country back. It doesn't guarantee if he gets elected and takes office, which is another story in itself, but that doesn't guarantee that we're going to be successful. He gives us the chance because he is truly on your side, truly. So you say, should I go to the expense and the inconvenience to my schedule to go be with Donald Trump in a private event? You're damn right I should. Nothing else to show my loyalty for a man who's right now the only political answer. Because if he fails, it's going to get really ugly. And if he fails, it'll be because the other side has either jailed him, killed him, or cheated the hell out of this election. And maybe they get 20 million illegals voting. That's scary, isn't it? We live in very difficult times. We need to pray that God gives us a chance to repent and turn the other way as a nation. And Donald Trump gives us that best chance. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for joining us.